Bad gear, bad experience. I'm going to let you in on a little universal truth that I have seen over and over and over again in ham radio. New people come into the hobby, they start looking for information online, and inevitably, they find these ham-fluencers. They're trying to sell them the cheapest gear from overseas because they want that affiliate cash. What's the problem, you ask? It's cheap gear, it gets them in the hobby. Well, I've seen this so many times, it's incredible. That new ham goes out, buys the ultra cheap mobile radio, the ultra cheap handheld, and then they start asking questions. Why am I getting just random bursts of interference? Why am I hearing these other signals that nobody else is hearing? Why can't I hear that repeater when my friend can hear that repeater on his radio? This is all due to just cheap quality junk radios, and they don't know any better. They just clicked the affiliate link and gave that ham-fluencer some money, thinking that that was good advice when in reality, they just wanna make money. That's why if you're a newer ham, I always advocate buying a quality radio. That means a name brand radio, an ICOM radio, a Kenwood radio. Doesn't have to be something crazy expensive, doesn't have to be a commercial radio, but something that's not a no-name brand white labeled out of China. This is the point in the video in which people say, oh, you're gatekeeping. I'm not gatekeeping, I'm just giving good advice. That's not gatekeeping. The only thing you're doing is making cash off people that don't know any better. You want a better radio because when you get together and you're trying to ask questions, it actually becomes more confusing to have cheaper quality gear because you're like, I have a problem. When in reality, there is no problem with the grounding system. There is no problem with their antenna. There is no problem with the coax. It's just the radio sucks. And if they had a better radio from the jump, they wouldn't have to fight through problems that really aren't even problems. It's just a problem with buying cheap crap. And this is why I tell new hams, just go out and get yourself an entry-level radio from a name brand for $100, $200. That's not a crazy amount of money, especially in today's economy, for getting started in a hobby. You don't have to go out and spend $40 on a radio. Come on, we can do better than that. And it's gonna save you a lot of headache as a newbie in the hobby. That's why I recommend it, because I've seen it too many times.